You're listening to the Marketplace Tech Flash Briefing. I'm Kimberly Adams.
Thinking of buying an electric vehicle? Well, be prepared to wait in line. Demand for electric cars is so hot, companies like Volkswagen are sold out of EVs for the rest of the year. But some see an opportunity in another sector of the market, classic cars. What if some of those cars became EVs? Think that Pontiac or Camaro without the roaring engine or the smell and environmental consequences of burning gas. Marketplace's Andy Euler is reporting on companies doing just that, and I asked him what's involved in converting a gas-powered car into an electric one.
There's a lot going on. First, you kind of gut the inside of the car to make space for the electric motor and the battery system, and then technicians sit in front of computers, they design and print these 3D parts, they test them, they get them manufactured, and then a lot of shops are customizing things like consoles so that you can, you know, charge your phone and connect it over Bluetooth, you can play music. Now, all that is custom, and other than that, what's really impressive is that when you look at these classics, you would have no idea that they're electric until you open the hood.
Okay, but a bigger question for a lot of people who love these classic cars is why would you do this to these cars? Especially, I think because for many people, part of what makes them cool is the experience of that gas-powered engine.
Right. Even one of the owners of the shops that I visited who does this, EV West, he told me that he believes the single worst thing about it is the lack of the internal combustion sound because it's nostalgic for him. It's nostalgic for a lot of people, right? Ultimately, he thinks the benefits of electrifying these classics, though, outweighs that nostalgia. And when you get out on the road, they're really efficient, which makes them really quick. David Bernardo, who runs a shop called Zelectric in San Diego, says driving these old cars is actually more fun than back when it used gas.
You know, I just can step on it and drive like a madman, or I can kind of go incognito and just cruise around in an old sports car.
Okay, so here's the big question. How much does one of these conversions cost?
It is not cheap. If you have your own vehicle and you called up EV West for a baseline conversion, it's going to cost about $20,000. Now, for that shop, Zelectric in San Diego, the process starts at almost $70,000. Now, the classic car market has always been one mostly filled with people with means, and the EV classic market is no different. But I did talk with some folks who want to develop economies of scale to bring that price down and make these conversions available to more people.
That's all for today's Marketplace Tech Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.